Okay, today is Daf Chaf. We're on Daf Chaf, about 8 lines from the top, where it says Eisvei. The Gemara has another question. The question was, if someone passes away on Yontif, on Chalamoid, on Yontif, so the Shiva won't start until after Yontif. But does the Shloshim start already now? So we said it does not. Eisvei, another Kasha. Regel, Olim and Shloshim. Regel counts for the Shloshim. The Farish of Bryce, and it says this. Ketan, for example. Kavro betchilat haregel. If the burial happens in the beginning of the regel, mona shiver achar haregel. The shiva starts after the regel. Umalachto naz vadeacherim. The malacha can be done. You can do malacha by other people. Avadim v'shvachim osim betina b'tzoch beso. Avadim and the servants can work in the house in private. The ain rabim is askim bo, and the rabim is not going to really visit you after yontif. Shakran is askim bo b'regel because they already came to visit you on the regel. V'regel olo, and the regel counts. What does it count for? For the Shloshim. To Yufta. You're right. It counts for the Shloshim. Right? I think it's through Paskin. Shloshim is 30 days after the Kavura. Not 30 days after beginning of Shiva. Right? So the funny case where my mother-in-law had this. Her father died on Chalamoy. So she didn't start sitting Shiva until after the end. After Shloshim was 30 days from the burial. It was Chalamoy. Right? What? Correct. So we said the right. So the minhagim of shloshim stop. Right. The minhagim of shloshim stop. Correct. What?
What is besides shaving that really?
Right. So there's nothing really. Maybe saying shalom. What we said. What? Not getting married. Maybe not going to a wedding.
No. About getting married.
Oh, getting married. Right.
I got married the morning my shloshim rose.
Interesting.
That night, I waited for my shloshim to be over.
People do come, though, after
Yontif. Yeah, of
come,
course.
It says here they don't come.
And so it must have been a different kind of society where they would come on Yontif. So today a close friend will show up.
I was saying, they do come now. Shiva is regular.
Correct. Kiyasa Rav and Amar V'yochanan, Afilu Kivro B'regel. Even if it was... the burial happened on regel. V'chein ori loy rebelazer loy rebedas berei afilu kivra beregel. Fine. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Kayim kviyas hamita. Now kviyas hamita is some, not sure what it is. It's some kind of turning over the bed, turning over the chair. Not exactly to show what it is. Tosos discusses, not here. Whether it applies anymore, I think tomorrow's doctor discusses that. Anyway, if you did it for 3 days before the regel, so Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to do that when the regel is over if you're going to resume. Even 1 day, even 1 hour. If you sit shiva for 1 hour, even a minute, you do not have to. The yontif comes. The Shiva is over. Amr Belazer Reb Shimon, Hein Divir Beishamay, Hein Divir Beitilo. By the way, that's an old machlokah. Beishamay Beitilo. Beishamay Omrim Shloshi Yomim. Beishamay says it has to be at least 3 days. Ubeitilo Omrim Afilu Yom Echad, even 1 day. Amr Reb Huna, Amr Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, Amr Reb Yochanan, Rabbi Ula, Amr Reb Yochanan, Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, Reb Huna. Fine. Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Shah Achas. Even 1 day, even 1 hour. Tosfa says, by the way, look at Tosfos of Omar. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'achas. Our Mishnah, by the way, said 3 days. Our Mishnah said 3 days. Now we have another member out of left field, all even 1 hour. So Tosfos just points out, Kashali, to Israel Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha Kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah said 3 days. How come Rabbi Yochanan is passing the way we hold, even 1 hour? So the answer is, it also doesn't answer the question. The Melora Rome says, you see from here, that this concept of Divrei Mekil by Avelus is very strong. Right? It even pushed Rabbi Yochanan to Paskin like that, even though it's against the Stamish. Okay.
Is that a Kula? Do you like that?
What? It's a Kula in terms of how your life is affected. Emotionally, it's not a Kula. Right? Emotionally, it's for sure not. But being able to shave after 5 minutes is better than not being able to shave, taking a bath. After 5 minutes, it's better than not being able to take a bath for 7 days. It's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Officially, that's a statement out there. Generally, yeah. No, no, no. That's the Rechon himself. When the Rechon is looking at the Tanayim, he usually passes the Stam Mishnah. Here he didn't, because Divi Avel will make it.
Yeah. Rava Amar, Halacha Ketana Didan to Amar Shlosha. Rava says, no, we hold up our Mishnah, that's 3 days. Ravina, Igla Lasura de Paras. Ravina went to this place. Amal Rabbi Chaviva or Ravina, Hilchas Hamai, what's the story? Amalai, Afilu Yomecha, Afilu Sha'achat. Even 1 day, even 1 hour. And that's the halacha. By the way, it's very important halacha. That's only if you did one, at least you had to sit. You have to sit. Many times they'll sit in the cemetery. Because if you don't sit, what?
You lose a day.
We were talking about before.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I know. Because if you don't, you lose a day, and then you lose Yontif stopping it.
Right.
If it's Erev Yontif, you don't sit for 5 minutes, you lose Yontif stopping it. That's a very...
Yotzer Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Iklal Reb Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Nafak Milsim Ibnayu. They were talking, Menayim LaVeil of Shiva. How do you know that Avail is 7 days? Where'd that come from?
Where'd it come from, Avail is 7 days?
Where did we get that from? So the Gemara says, "Declare it's a pasuk." Where's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Amos. It says, "Va'afachti chageichem le'evel." I'm going to turn your chag into an evel. Ma chag shiva, just like a chag is 7 days. Af avelus shiva, so two avelus is 7 days. Which chag is 7 days? Pesach. What about Tukis? Huh?
Right. Yeah,
so we'll get to Shavuot. We'll get to in a minute. The Gemara is so Tosfos says in the next Tosfos, Ma Chag Shiva, Uy Birushalmi Dayik Ema Shmona. Maybe it should be 8 days. Kishmona the Chag, like 8 days of Sukkot. So the Gemara answers. The Tosfos answers. The Mashani Shmini Regaluf Neatzmu. No, Shmini is its own Yontif. So that doesn't count. Now what about this? Umivayatz LaAviv Avel Shivas Yamim. What about the fact that the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov for 7 days? It's a Mefer Shapazak in Parshas Vayichi. Say, Lo Matzi La'asuyi Dahasam. Lo Matzi La'asuyi. But I'm going to bring a riot from there. Why? Dahasam Kodem Kavura Haya. There it was before the burial. Ubi Rishalmi Mishani. Listen to this one. The Ein Lameid Demikodem Matan Torah. You can't learn a halacha from before Matan Torah.
I will have 100 halachas from before Matan Torah.
V'hasam. V'hasam Yerushalmi Maisi Kratu. We have a lot of tzukim for that idea,
yeah.
Right? So it's very interesting. You have a pasuk from Amos, and yet it's in the Torah, right?
Right. There's
another place, by the way. The Medrash says, right, that Hashem waited to bring the Mabul for Shiva for Mitzvah Shelach.
Yeah.
Right? He waited 7 days to have Shiva for Mitzvah Shelach. Another place. That's a medrash. That doesn't say that in the pasuk.
What kind of answer was
it?
Right. What kind of answer was it that they buried him later? Shiva doesn't start till.
What do you mean they buried him later?
By Yitzchak. Said.
Yaakov.
By Yaakov, sorry.
Where is it?
Right. They said he died.
He died.
They sat Shiva. Then they went to go bury him.
And then they go. Shiva doesn't start till.
That's before Matan Torah. It's before Matan Torah.
We also don't bomb.
Right. We'll do it. Right. Ve'ema, maybe Atzeres Techad Yoma. Well, maybe Shiva should be 1 day, because Shavuot is also 1 day. So the Gemara says, no, the fact that Shavuot is 1 day teaches us a different halacha by a bailiff. That what? Ha'humi bayil lelikid de Rishlakish. Dam Rishlakish Rishon Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Menayin l'shmur rechoka she'en ohegas ela yom echad. What about a shmur rechoka? What's a shmur rechoka? Well, tomorrow's talk is all about that. Basically, you found out about a relative dying in a long time after the death. How long? We'll see. 30 days, a year, whatever it is. That, you have a veil is 1 day. Dichsiv, Avadichagechem le'evel, Ashkechon Atzeres, Te'ikvi Chad Yoma, Chad Yoma Chag. It's a 1 day Yontif. So Shmur Rechoka is only 1 day. Son of Rabbanan, Shmur Krova.
How do you know it's Shiva? Amos?
Yeah. Yeah, from Amos. That's the answer. Son of Rabbanan, Shmur Krova, Nohege Shiva, Ushloshim. A Shmur Krova, meaning a normal situation, you have Shloshim and Shiva. Shmur Rechoka, Enohegat El Yom Echad. Shmur Rechoka is only 1 day. Ezi Krova, Ezi Rechoka. What's close and what's far? So Krova is Mesach Shloshim. Krova is if you hear it within 30 days, then that's a regular Avail.
Rechoka, far away, is l'achar shloshim, after 30 days. Dimei Rabbi Akiva. V'chacham omrim, the chacham say, no, echa shmur v'krova, v'echa shmur v'choka, whether it's close or far, no heges, shiva u'shloshim. You always have to hold shiva and shloshim. Amrabi barbachana amrabiachanan, kol makom sh'atamotzi yachid mekel, v'rabim, machmirin, whenever you have a situation where yachid is mekel and a rabim is machmir, halacha k'rabim. We're usually passing like the rabbim. Chutz mizu, sh'af al pei shirbe akiva mekel. V'chacham achmirim, halacha k'rabi akiva. We pass like k'rabi akiva, that what? That if you hear news after 30 days, it's considered a shmur v'chokah, only one day of avelus. Tamar shmur halacha k'rabi mekel ba'avel. Same idea, same principle. We're mekel by avelus. Rabbi Chanina, aysil le shmua da'avua mibei chozoi. Rabbi Chanina heard news about his father, that his father died. Also, commit of chista amalei shmur rechoka ain no haggis ela yom echad, only one day.
No, one day of what?
Shiva. One day of shiva. I'm not sure about shloshim. It's one day of shiva, which really becomes 5 minutes because mixes yom kula.
Yeah.
So if that happened, it happened to my wife's grandmother. Her sister died. It lived in Israel, 100 years old. They didn't want to tell her. They didn't want to make. She was an old lady herself. Finally, they ended up telling her. It was like a year later. So she's talking 5 minutes. The whole thing. Right? Because it mixes in Kakulo, so it's like a seventh day morning. You sit for after Shachas, you get up. Rav Nassim bar Ami Asale Lishmua de Ime, Bibi Chuzoi, same story. He found out his mother died. Asale Kamed de Rava, Amale, Hari Amru Shmua Rechoka, Ein Hedlas Elio Mecha Bovad. Ace, 1 second. Vedav Amurim, when is all that true? Bachamisha Beisei Mitzvah. That's with the five relatives. Who's that? Brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. Abel, of a valimo, but on a parent, shiva u'shloshim. There is shiva and shloshim. What? Even on a reshumu rechoka. Amalei, he said, told him back, yichidaihi, that's a das yachid, velo sphere lon kavatei. We don't hold like that. We hold this shumu rechoka even on a parent. Why? The Tanya, might said, there was a story, umeis of a shor of Tadok, that Rav Tadok's father died. But the inul achas shaloshanim. We found out about it 3 years later. Ubo avishal es Elisha ben Avuya, and they went to ask Elisha ben Avuya of all people, right? This is before he turned bad. And what? One minute. The zakenim sheino, and the zakenim with him. The amru nahag shiva u'shloshim, and he told them the pasukim shiva u'shloshim on appearance. Why? 3 years ago. Doesn't matter. Ukishemes beno shalav achi. Okay. And the point is that Elisha ben Avuya, that was a das yachid. We don't hold like that. We hold that it's even a shmur rechoka, even on a parent, is only one day. Now, much is 100% right. The Ivans points out either this is not the Rav Tzadok who fasted for 40 years, or it's not the Elisha ben Avuya that we know that turned bad, because it can't fit. Why? Because Rav Tzadok lived by the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara in says that. The Gemara says that at the Bris Milah of Elisha ben Avuya, at his Bris Milah, when he was 8 days old, who showed up to that Bris? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Talmidim. Right? Right. So does it make sense that Rav Tzadok is going to go to him to ask him a Shaila when Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua are Gedol? Doesn't make sense. Obviously, one of these people. Correct. He was a Talmud of a mayor.
His Talmud of a mayor.
So it doesn't really fit. So the Yavid says it's a little funny to say that there's another person, Elisha ben Avuya. That's a little funny. That's much less funny. It's much less weird to say there's another Rav Tzadok out there than to say there are two Tanoim named Elisha ben Avuya, and one was bad and one wasn't. That's a little funny. Right? So it's much simpler to say another Rav Tzadok.
Very, very, very old man.
Oh, who are thought of? It's super old. And his father died 3 years ago. Right?
How many times did they put Elisha ben Avuya in the Gemara where he...
Actually, a halachic statement.
What?
There's one place in Pirkei Avos.
Yeah, what?
There's one place in Pirkei Avos.
Yeah. What is that again?
It's in Perek Dalet.
Okay,
you mean it's a mistake? Right. Okay, it could be.
Most of the time he's out there, isn't he? Gemara?
What? They say Acha Echti became bad.
But I say, well, how often do you see that should be
put? Yeah.
Every time do you see his name, Acha, how often do you see his name, Lushin?
And by the way, if you notice, it doesn't say, and same thing in Pirkei Avos, it doesn't say Reb Elisha ben Avuya. It's just Elisha ben Avuya, without even a Reb in front of it.
He was Reb before.
What? He's not called like that. You don't say Akiva, it says Rebbe Akiva, right? Okay, anyway, one more line here. Ukishemez b'no shel Rebbe Achia, when the son of Rebbe Achia died, Yashav Aleha Shiva Ushloshim. He did Shiva Ushloshim, by the way. So that's a different story. We'll see that in a minute. About this who this Rebbe Achia is. We don't know who that is, but we'll see in a minute. But you see from here that there was Das Yechidim. Anyone who said to hold more than one day for Shmur Rechoka was a Das Yachid. What? Correct. It's a child. You're right. Now you're right, but it's the same idea. They held that, and it was wrong. It was wrong. It was Das Yachid. Now. Who's this Rebbe Achia? So the Gemara is going to think it's Rebbe Chia. Yeah. We're going to end up saying it's two different people. Why? It's complicated now. Ain't is that true? It's what true? That Rebbe Achia held Shiva and Shloshim for a child for 30 days, for real Shiva and real Shloshim for a child? Is that true? V'harav bar achuya d'Rav Chia, d'have bar achde d'Rav Chia. Rav was related to Rav Chia twice. How twice? Rav's father and Rav Chia were half brothers. They shared the same father. Okay? Rav's father's name was Ivo. Ivo and Chia were brothers. They shared the same father. Now, Chia had a stepsister. In other words, his father's mother had a previous marriage, had a daughter. That daughter married Rav's father. So Rav was related to Rav Chia twice. First of all, he was Rav Chia was Rav's uncle. Rav Chia was Rav's uncle, and he was also his mother, Rav's mother, was Rav Chia's stepsister. So he's related to Rav Chia twice. Okay. I wrote this whole chart here. Okay. Anyway, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos who's talking here, and who died. Machlokas who's talking here. Kisalak lahasam when he went there. And who went where? Right. Kisalak lahasam when he went to Bavel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Amalei. So it's a machlokas who said this. Abba Kayim, is father alive? It's a machlokas. If Rav Chia said it to Rav, is your father, my brother, alive? Or did Rav say, is my own father alive? It's a machlokas. What was our supposed to say?
Rav went up and Rav Chia asked him.
So that's like Tosfos. Look at Rashi. Abba Kayim. Look at Rashi. Amalei. Rav Chia l'Rav. Rav Chia Abba Kayim. What's the longer? Ivu Avicha Kayimu. Ivu, your father, is he alive? Tosfos says it the other way. For various reasons. Anyway, he didn't want to answer him because he wasn't alive anymore. So Amalei, Ima Kayemes, how about your mother? Want to ask about her? Amalei, Ima Kayemes? He says, is my mother alive? Amalei, Abba Kayem, is your father alive? Rashi says the whole thing's in questions. So Amalei, so he realized they're both not alive. So Amalei, Lashame, Cholot Lin Ma'anali, take off my shoes. I'm a novel now. V'halach acharei kli lebeit hamerachat, and take my kli to the beit hamerachat. In other words, I can take a bath now. Shmamina tlas. See three things here. Shmamina aval asa benil sandal. First of all, the novel came with shoes. Shmamina shmur rechoka enu hegez al yom echad. Shmur rechoka. This happened more than 30 days ago that they died, right?
What's the right?
Apparently, it was going to be for one day. Shmamina mixes hayom kikulo. Mixes hayom is kikulo. Right? So you see from here that he only held one day. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chia Luchod, Rav Achia Luchod. Now, two different people. So that Rav Achia asked Rav Lushan and Rav Huya what to do. We told him 7 days. We don't hold like that. And Rav Chia was 1 day. The truth is, the Rishonim learn that there are other things you learn from this story. Number one, none of them are happy. They're all sad. Hilchas Avelos issues. Number one, if you hear, if it could happen, Avelos for two people, only one Avelos. One Avelos for two people. That happens sometimes, terrible thing. Only one Avelos. That's number one. The Ramban says you can even sit Shiva based on the testimony of one person, even a relative. You don't need Adim today. You don't need Adim to sit Shiva. Two Adim in bed? No. Rav said, listen, he passed away. They told whoever it was. Passed away. One person, not even. You can sit Shiva even on one person. And also, the Ram Rattenberg says, there's no Sudas Havra, that special Suda, when you come back from the. There's no Sudas Havra by Shmuel Rechoka. Different you know, halachas you learn out by Shmuel Rechoka. Okay.
What does it mean the bathhouse? What does that mean right
now? Just to show that he couldn't take a bath. You go now, take my stuff. I'll be there tomorrow. I can't take a bath now. Because I'm an oven. Amar of Yossi, bar oven, Shmuel, Shama Shmuel Karov, listen to this.
What?
Right now I can't. Correct. Right, you see, an oval can't. An oval can't take a bath.
No, he is going to
bath. Right, because only it's oval temporarily. Correct. Amar of Yossi bar oven, listen to this question. Shama Shmuel Karova, you heard a Shmuel Karova Baragel. Someone told you the news on Yom Tif that so and so's passed away 8 months ago.
Krova.
Ulamatze 29 days ago. Ulamatze Ragel Nasa Rechoka. Now with Ulamatze Yom Tif, it's already at 30 days. So what's the story? Is that considered a Shmuel Krova or Shmuel Rechoka?
That sounds like a
Rabbi Yirmiyahu your question. Olulo, you know what? That gets good. That's considered a Shmuel Rechoka. Then an Aragel Yom Echad. Only 1 day. Tani Rav Ada Demin Kithiri, Kamed Rav Yochanan, Shama Shmua Kurova B'Shabbos. Here the Shmua Kurova on Shabbos, someone told you. Ulamotze Shabbos Nasas V'choka, Ein Noeg Ela Yom Echad. You only know it 1 day. Okay.
You didn't hear it.
I know, but you can't start a veil on Shabbos. Korea Uena Korea. Do you do Kriya on a Shmua? That's how Tosos learns. Do you learn do Kriya on a Shmua V'choka? He writes Korea or not? Rabbani Amar Eina Korea, Rechinin Amar Korea. Rabbani says no, Rabbani says no, and Rabbani says yes. Amalei Rabbani Rabbia, Chanina, Mishlam Lididi, Demin Eina Korea. I hold no, Hainu Dulo Ika Avelos Shiva. That's because there is no Shiva. Elididach, Amarta Korea, Korea below Shiva mi Ika. Could there be such a thing? Could there be a Korea without Shiva? Below they can't. But Tanya, we learned. Isi Avu Drav Zera, Barbulay Achu Drav Zera, Kare Drav Zera, Misha Ain Lo Chaluk Lakroa. If you don't have a shirt to write, you don't have a shirt. Vin is Damin Lo Besok Shiva, and then you get a shirt sometime during Shiva, Korea. Lacha Shiva, in a Korea. After Shiva, not. So what do you see? Shiva and Korea doesn't do with each other.
Why is he using this as an example? It's a better example.
Yeah.
Maybe your third time is the
Gadlandar guy, somebody else guy, so
you can write Korea, but they don't do Shiva.
Correct. It's a very good question. It's a good question. Excellent question. Why didn't anyone ask that question? I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I think we'll get to that. Okay. So, Ani Rav Zera Basrei, that you're right. That's by the five. Right, by children, parents, and a spouse. By children, siblings, and a spouse. Avol ba'alav v'alimo, kriya v'holei. But on a parent, you do kriya any time, right? Okay. Kitan yahi l'chavod avav v'imo. And I was talking about for a parent. Tana Rabbanan. Kol amu parshas kahanim. Anybody mentioned in the parsha of kahanim that a kohen can become tamei for, which are the seven relatives, a kohen can only become tamei for a sifter if she's not married. Right? So anyone who's mentioned that he can become Tamei for, Shakar Mitame Lahen, Avel Mus Abel Aleh. Avel can be Mus Abel, has to be Mus Abel for such people. Elahain, who are they? Ishto, a wife, Avel Imo, parents, Achiv, a brother, Achoso, a sister, Beno, Ubito, son and daughter. Hosif Aleh, we have more people. Achiv, Achoso, Abesulam, Imo, a brother or a sister, if she's not married, from the mother's side, meaning a half brother from your mother's side. a Kohen is not matame such a brother. V'achosu nesua, and a married sister, bein ba'aviv, mein be'imo. Right? So, someone should cheer for a sister, even if she's married. Doesn't matter if she's married or not. Now, a Kohen is not matame for a sister, she's married.
How is everyone
in 7 days? It's a missionary.
Achosu.
No, only, but a Kohen only if she's single.
Right.
Here, you should cheer for even if she's married. Doesn't matter if she's married. And they also added on half brother and sister from the mother's side, which is not a
Kohen.
Right, exactly. So he said, every person, and there's a few more people. Right? Well, Kishem Shiv is Abba Aleim, Kachmas Abba Ashnim Shalahem Dibri Be'akiva. Be'akiva says, just like you sit Shiva for them, you sit Shiva for all the extensions. Like what? Like a grandparent, a grandchild. We don't hold like that. Rishon ben Lazar Omer, Enimus Abba Elal Ben Beno Vel Avi Aviv. Only for a grandchild or a grandfather. Not a sister, sister-in-law, someone, you know, some further away relative, no. V'chom Omer, Kol Shem Misabel Olav, Misabel Imo. Anyone who you're Misabel for, you're Misabel for. So what's that adding? Chacham Hanutan Akama. So that's the exact same thing as the first Shita, right? Ikebenayu Imo Babayis. There's such a halachic concept about this. Kiha, Amale, Rav Chia, Lebrei. Rav Lechia Brei. Vechein Amale, Rav Chuna, Lebrei, Lerabba Brei. Ba'apa, Noe Gavilusa. Ba'apa, Lotin Gavilusa. Let's say someone's wife is sitting Shiva. She lost her parents, so she's sitting Shiva. So he said, when you're in the room with her, you also sit Shiva with her. When you're in the other room, you don't have to. Right? So this is a little bit like, you know, Mar Ukva Shachiv Le Bar Chamua. Mar Ukva's wife's brother died. So Savra Lameseh Vele Shiva Ushloshim. He wanted to sit Shiva together with his wife. So Al Rav Huna Lagabe Ashachay Amalei Sudanaisa Boaz Lamecha. What, you're going to eat the avail's food? You're going to sit Shiva? Lo Amru Elachabar Ishto. Lo Amru Elachabar Ishto Elachamiv V'chamoso. We only said that for your wife's covet for her parents. Your father-in-law, your mother-in-law. The Tanya, Misha Meis Chamavo Chamoso. If someone's father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, Ainu Rishat Lakov as Ishto, Luyos Kochelos, Luyos Posekes. They don't let a demand that she puts on makeup. Can't do that. Ella, rather, Kofa Mitasa Vanog Imobiles. You should also sit Shiva with her together, to be in sync with her. Tachem, he, also she, Shemeis Chamia O Chamosa. If her father-in-law or her mother-in-law died, in other words, the husband's parents died, Ainu Rishat Luyos Kochelos, Luyos Posekes, she shouldn't put on makeup. Ella, rather, call for mitatzo, she should put the chair down, to noheges imo avelis, and sit avelis together with her husband.
We don't
hold like that. There is an idea that you shouldn't be going like with the buddies on some trip when your wife is sitting ship.
Right.
Such a concept like that. Not just an emotion, not just a common sense, normal thing. It's a halachic concept. You shouldn't be running around when your wife is sitting ship. Such a concept like that, right? Especially if you live in the same house. Even though we said that, she can't force her to put on makeup because she's sitting Shiva. You can pour the cup for her. So one place says you can't, and the second part says basically she can do her daily duties as if nothing changed. Kasha not done, it's a kasha. Elav, shmamina, kan b'chama b'chamoso, kan b'shakrovim, shmamina. So it depends. If it's for her in-laws, meaning your parents, that's one thing. And the other question is for the other relatives. Right? It's for other relatives. If for other relatives, not such a important that she can't do anything. One more line. Hanina mihaki, l'amu l'chavot ishto, elachama b'chamoso b'vad. Only for the parents, it's a different category. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by Amemar. Everyone have a very good day.
You can stop there after the whole Yavamas thing. You held the Kabbalah.
I'm so with you.
Right?